As you can no doubt tell from this list, I read very little that isn't from DC or Marvel. So that means for a comic from Image or Dark Horse or any of those other companies to get on my to-read list month to month, it has to be really good and really different. And Chew definitely meets those qualifications. This is the closest thing, with the exception of Next Wave, to an action comedy that I thought of when you first wanted me to recommend stuff. Tony Chu is a cop. He also has a very unique gift. So before you run away screaming, thinking this is another cop drama, think again. You see, whatever Tony eats, from a pear to a burger, he can tell the history of. He can tell where it was made, what pesticides were used on it, what its life story was. As such, obviously, he hates eating because every time he eats, it's like a grenade has been set off in his skull. But he's found a way to feed himself, and that is by becoming a food inspector for the FDA. And by food inspector, they mean somebody who inspects food-related crimes. How does he do this? Well, anytime a dead body shows up, anytime there's a missing finger, he takes a bite out of it to learn who the culprit is. If you liked the series Pushing Daisies, which if you haven't seen that, what's wrong with you? This reminds me a lot of it. It's a quirky, upbeat cop drama that's more than a little gross and more than a little awkward. We follow Tony Chu as he battles the Japanese mafia, as he meets people who can make people taste things with their words, as he starts to protest a ban on chicken by the FDA. And if you can't tell by now, John Layman, who writes Chu, has clearly not been taking his medication, because this is the single weirdest comic that I've read in my entire life. Chu has gorgeous artwork. I forget the name of the artist, like I said, I'm not really good with artists, but it's almost Picasso-esque in that the face proportions are all off. It's very brightly lit, rubbery, and crazy. Chu is a series, even though I've just now started reading it. I just finished issue 4 last night, and I've breezed through them as fast as I can. But Chu is a series that definitely is relishes in its own strangeness. It knows that a comic about somebody eating somebody's skull in order to figure out how they died is a pretty weird concept. So it embraces this weirdness and carries it like a torch, so that it can become something wholly unique in the comic shelves. And that showed because Chu is being adapted as a Showtime series. It just got picked up. And this comic is up for an Eisner Award this year, and rightly so, because when you think there are no original ideas left out there, something as good as Chew can come in and widen your palate.